Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to have on Josh Johnson. Josh is a starting running back for the Louisiana Monroe Warhawks and is one of the top returning players in the entire country. Josh, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Yes, sir. My pleasure.
To start, Josh, when looking at last season, came on as one of the best running backs in the entire country in terms of production and just overall tape. What do you think allowed you to have such a great breakout season?
Just the hard work I put in the offseason and in my offensive line. I had a real good offensive line, and I'm fortunate to have another good offensive line coming back. So that's what kind of those things kind of played a big favor in my success last season.
And Josh, this is a very interesting time period we're going through right now with coronavirus and everything. How are you maintaining working out and keeping fit during this time of no sports?
Actually, I'm still at school working out. Everyone's gone, but I'm still here working out with our trainer, Ben Jacobs. And we've just been going over how he got it going here is not that many people can be in the weight room at a time. So we go through individual workouts and he keeping me in shape, keeping me fit during this crazy time period.
And with this offseason in particular, just in general, what was your main emphasis of, all right, I want to get better at this?
I want to get better at working on my top end speed, actually. Because I know, like, every game, I don't know if you watch the tape, but every game I'll rush for, like, every game I'll break a 50-yard run and I, like, you know, never finish them. You know, sometimes I would never finish them. I just want to focus on just finishing all those runs.
And Josh, last year, ran the ball for over 1,200 yards, over 10 touchdowns, very impressive numbers. In terms of numbers for next season, what are you hoping to possibly break?
This is going to sound crazy, but I like to set the bar high. This year, I'm going for like 17 to 2,000 yards this season.
That's definitely a good number to have. And making that transition, when you think about it, going from the JUCO level to now potentially being one of the top running backs in the country, just starting back then, what was that overall transition from JUCO to now the Sun Belt?
It was definitely a humbling experience. What a lot of people don't know is I actually came here as a walk-on. I was the fifth leading rusher in junior college when I came out as a redshirt freshman, and like a lot of schools kind of like slept on me or whatever. I had the grades and all that, but I don't like to really get into that. But I actually walked on at ULM. I played against one of the coaches that came here as. I actually played against one of the coaches in JUCO, but he came here to be the receiver coach at ULM, and I just hit him up and then it was cool to and it was like, it's cool, yeah, you can walk on. And when I first got here at ULM, I didn't have like the impressive numbers because of course we had like Derek Gore, which is on the practice squad right now with the Washington Redskins. We had him. So he kind of like helped me mold my game into the player I am today.
And Josh, dealing with adversity coming from JUCO, how has that made you a better person, not only on the field, but off the field?
It definitely, I like adversity because it shows you who you really are, you know, and it just shows the character you have, and I feel like I got real good character, and it kind of helped me be a leader, you know, because like during the game you're gonna go through adversity, and you need players that went through adversity to help players that haven't gone through adversity like you have. Like, you need leaders like that. I feel like, and I feel like that kind of helped me play that leadership role.
Josh, you get to the Sun Belt at Louisiana Monroe. It, early on in your career there, was there a play in practice, a game, a memory where you're like, all right, this is a new level of football. These are Division I players.
I would say was my first game ever playing. It was week two in 2018. Was playing Texas A&M. I got my first carry, which I got it for like 7 yards. My first carry, I popped it for like 7 yards. But then the linebacker from Texas A&M, I remember he number one. I think his last name was like Johnson or whatever. And like he kind of like smacked me, you know. But I was like, okay, it's time to like, you know, it's time to like show people like who I am now. And so then I just start like giving a blow instead of like taking it, you know?
And Josh, at what point did you realize that, wow, I actually have a legit shot in playing in the NFL?
It actually haven't hit me yet. Because I don't like to think too far, you know? I mean, I know it's there. But I just want to, like, focus on my senior year and just have fun, you know, and like, I still got goals to complete in college, you know. Like, I actually set my goal for 1,300 yards, and I fell short 2 yards. So I still got goals like that I got to accomplish. And I just feel like – but it's a blessing, though, that for my name to be mentioned with those other guys that's being one of the top running backs in the country, though. It's definitely a blessing.
Josh, what would you say are your strengths as a running back?
My vision. Like, I feel like everyone say it, like, I have pretty good vision and I can block real well. So I kind of see myself as a complete third down back. I had 11 catches this year with our offense. We really don't throw it to the back as much. But I would like to show people like I can actually catch the ball. But my strengths, I would say my vision and my pass blocking and my pass pro.
And Josh, what would you say to anyone who's doubting you?
I would just say keep doubting because it's a long road, you know. I've been doubted all my life, you know. So why stop now, you know? Even if I do be fortunate to make it to the NFL, like it's still gonna be doubted. So I just say keep doubting. This just add more fuel to the fire, more motivation to me and my family, you know. So I love the doubters, you know.
With Louisiana Monroe, Josh, what do you think you guys have to do to win the Sun Bowl and have a really successful season next year?
Oh, we just got to come together. We just got to come together as a team, and everyone just got to buy into what the coaches is saying. Like, because we got real, real good coaches. Like, we got some of the best coaches on our staff right now. With Coach Cubitt leaving, he was one of the best offensive coordinators in the Sun Belt. We was rated the 17th offense in the nation last season. So we definitely got the coaches and we definitely got the players and we just got to put it all together.
And Josh, how would you describe the football culture at Louisiana Monroe?
It's definitely different. Just being from Louisiana, the culture is just different. But it's an old school culture to me. Like, put the ball down and run the football, really. And that's what I kind of like about being here. That's why I'm happy God placed me here, because He placed me here for a reason. And I feel like that's what the reason was. Just that's the culture. Just establish the run game.
Josh, do you have a favorite memory from your football career so far at the collegiate level?
I would say when I rushed for 100 plus yards on Florida State. That was the game like I would remember forever.
And Josh, when we think about the future of this Louisiana Monroe team, there's a lot of talent there, a lot of potential. If you had to pick one, is there a freshman or sophomore on this team that has really stood out to you and should be on draft radars pretty soon?
Yes, for sure. I would say Josh Newton, a cornerback. I would, I 100% definitely see him getting drafted. Josh Newton, he a redshirt freshman. He did. He started for us as a redshirt freshman last year, and he was a receiver his freshman year, but he transitioned to a corner, and he actually started for us last year in every game.
Yeah, no, Josh is definitely a great player. Actually, your tight end, Josh Peterson, brought his name up too when we talked about your young and up-and-coming players. So definitely be on the lookout for Josh Newton. And then for you as well, what are typical game days like? Now you're in the Sun Belt at Louisiana Monroe. What's a typical game day like, and what's it like playing at Malone Stadium?
Man, you wake up in the morning, you just see so many tailgaters outside of you. Because I stay on the on-campus apartment, so I wake up and I just look outside and I just see all the tailgates, all the RVs in the parking lots. And it's just, from then on, you just be like, dang. But you gotta kind of control yourself, because most of our home games are at night. So you just be like, dang, man, I just gotta wait until 6. So I just want to play right now. But that's how it is on game day here at Malone Stadium.
Josh, one of the most important aspects of the game of football is to be able to break down and assess opponents' film. How have your film studying habits progressed as college has gone on?
It actually progressed a lot. Like me and Caleb Evans, the quarterback that we had, the senior quarterback we had, we would always watch film, and actually it actually helped me. Like I actually make calls, and I actually used to help him make calls and tell him what's coming. Like, we should check this. And like, if you would go back and watch film, like, you'll see me pointing at different blitzers and stuff. And that's kind of helped me a lot. Like, just knowing what coverage they in and what kind of down they're in, what kind of fronts they're in, so I can know what hole is going to be in the defense. And that kind of helped me a lot.
For yourself, Josh, what would you want scouts and GMs to know about who they're going to be getting and someone and yourself in the locker room?
I want them to know, would like to know what kind of person I am. Like, I'm a humble person. Throughout the whole success, I'm just a humble person, down to earth person. And they're gonna get a beast, man. Like, they're gonna get a winner. Like I'm gonna give it all I got, 110% every time. My work ethic is crazy. I just want them to just know the type of person they're getting, the type of character I have, and the type of character that I will bring to their team.
And Josh, I'm a hypothetical question. If you could be trained by one player currently in the NFL or retired, who would it be and why?
Definitely I'll say Marshawn Lynch, because resemble my game after. Like, a lot of people say I play like him, my run style is kind of like him. So that's one person I definitely would love to train with, work out with, and him to be a mentor in my life. And I also got to say Alan Ricard. He was a fullback actually on the when the Ravens went to Super Bowl when they had Jamal Lewis. He kind of my mentor, and I actually love to work out with him. He was actually my coach, my running backs coach, 2 years ago.
Both of them, Lynch, friend of the podcast, fantastic players in their own right. And for yourself, not only football is such an important aspect of things, but academics. Do you have any career aspirations once your football career is over?
Yes, for sure. My major is criminal justice and political science. So eventually, once my career over, I would like to go back to law school and see where I'll go from then. Like, I just know I want to be something in the criminal justice field. And when my playing career over, hopefully get into law school and go from there.
And Josh, for our last question, for any rising high school football player, what is the best piece of advice you could give to them?
I'll definitely say, make sure you get in your work. Like, make sure you get in your grades, because you can be one of the top athletes and still have to end up going to junior college because of your grades. So I'll just say, just make sure you're doing your work, stay humble, and stay grounded. And that's it.
That was Josh Johnson with the ULM Warhawks. We really appreciate your time and best of luck next season.
Yes, sir. Thank you.